This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's first event after arriving in Tokyo was a reception with several dozen Japanese and American business leaders at the U.S. ambassador's residence. VOA's Steve Harmon was there.
Trump began his visit with a 15-minute speech to several dozen top Japanese business leaders. He told them he hopes their two countries will soon reach a new trade pact to offset the big trade imbalance in Tokyo's favor.
Japan has had a substantial edge for many, many years, but that's okay. Maybe that's why you like us so much.
The president is to attend a banquet with the new emperor, golf with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and view the ancient sport of sumo, awarding what has been nicknamed the Trump Cup to a champion wrestler. Steve Herman, VOA News, Tokyo.
Before playing golf with Prime Minister Abe, the president tweeted that he is not concerned about North Korea's recent missile tests, saying North Korea fired off some small weapons which disturbed some people, but not me. He said he had confidence that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will, in his words, keep his promise to me. Vice President Mike Pence was at West Point for graduation on Saturday. Shelley Adler has more.
The main speaker was Vice President Mike Pence, who talked about a milestone at the military academy.
The class of 2019 is the most diverse class in the history of the United States Military Academy.
The 2019 cadets include 34 black women and 223 females, both all-time highs among the graduating class of more than 980.
Among you are three Fulbright scholars, three Marshall scholars, an NRA second team All-American, and star athletes who led West Point to six Patriot League champions this year and beat Navy for the third year in a row.
AP's Shelley Adler reporting. This is VOA News. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was sworn in Saturday, promising to create jobs and tackle deep-seated corruption. The trade unionist-turned-businessman took the presidential oath in front of tens of thousands at a rugby stadium in Pretoria. He told his countrymen that change will be difficult, but in the end will be worth it.
The road ahead will be difficult and hard. We will have to use our courage, our wisdom, and perseverance to achieve this South Africa of our dreams.
Ramaphosa's African National Congress party clinched a 57.5% majority in elections earlier this month, but that was down from 62% in 2014 as voters seemed to turn against the ruling party because of revelations about government corruption and record unemployment. Islamist insurgents killed at least 25 soldiers and a number of civilians in an ambush in northeastern Nigeria Saturday morning, the second deadly attack on the army this week. The Reuters news agency reports the militants opened fire as the soldiers were escorting a group of evacuees from a village in Borno State where Boko Haram and other militants have been fighting for a decade. Pope Francis says that abortion can never be condoned, even when the fetus is gravely sick or likely to die. As AP's Zaria Shackley reports, the pontiff urged doctors and priests to support families to carry such pregnancies to term.
Speaking to a Vatican-sponsored anti-abortion conference, Francis said the opposition to abortion isn't a religious issue, but a human one. Is it licit to throw away a life to resolve a problem, he asked. Is it licit to hire a hitman to resolve a problem? Francis denounced decisions to abort based on prenatal testing, saying a human being is never incompatible with life. Even those babies destined to die at birth or soon thereafter deserve to receive medical care in the womb, Francis said, adding that the parents need to be supported so they don't feel isolated and afraid. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A UN tribunal has ordered Russia to immediately release three Ukrainian naval ships and two dozen sailors who were captured in a November confrontation off the Crimean Peninsula. The seizures occurred during a November 25th confrontation in the Kerch Strait, which separates Crimea from mainland Russia. It was the first open military clash between Russia and Ukraine since Moscow's 2014 annexation of the peninsula, which is generally regarded as an illegal action. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.